Hot FM's Brownie and EJ.
There's a driving instructor that's come out to talk a little bit about roundabouts in central Queensland. I didn't know this, but apparently a lot of people don't know how to use roundabouts, and it can be quite dangerous, obviously. Like all the road rails, if you don't do it correctly, it's dangerous. And if you don't follow the traffic lane arrow, so say you're in the left lane and all of a sudden you go right, it will cost you $91 if you're caught, as well as 3 demerit points. So we always say drive safely here with Brownie and EJ, but we want to know you. Surely that doesn't stop there. On 13, 12, 16, we want to know what annoys you about Central Queensland drivers.
Amy, what is it for you?
When you're in a 100k zone and a car will pull out in front of you and then go about a k down the road and then pull off again and just pull straight out in front of you.
So failing to indicate and giving enough time?
Well, you're going 100k, they pull out from the corner, going really slow, and then they go a k down the road and pull off anyway. So they're not waiting for you to go past.
Do you know what's worse? Is when there's plenty of space behind you and they chose to cut in front of you.
Yeah, it's the same that just happened to me now. That's why I called
them. 100k zone, it's all straight out in front of me. Yeah, be careful when you're on the roads. Thanks for your call.
Thank you, bye.
Steve on 13, 12, 16. What really irks you on the roads around CQ?
All right, well, here's a good one. So you're travelling on the highway. You get a car doing 90 on a 100 zone. Then they see the double lanes and they think it's a drag strip, so they got to do 110.
Yeah.
And then they slow down at 90 when it goes back to single.
Yes, that's my issue. I just can't handle it. I don't know what goes on in their minds to do this.
I think they get scared if it's enclosed, two white lines beside them, and they go, oh, no, I can't go fast.
And then they get stuck in that.
Maybe they get a bit carried away overtaking, and then they look down at their speedo and go, oh, wow, this is illegal, I'm speeding, and they jump back on their brakes. Wish they wouldn't do that.
But what was the purpose in the first place? What are you going to achieve by getting in front of EJ?
I know.
Like nothing.
I know. Anthony on our Facebook page, Hot FM CQ, he can't stand when you're sitting on a green light and people don't take off, like people in front of you. So I'm guessing he gives them a beep just to let them know.
Yeah.
Open your eyes. And also, when people slow down when they're approaching a green light, that's annoying and dangerous. You can't do that.
You do that with an amber light because you need to prepare to stop.
Yeah.
That's what the amber light means.
But when it's green, keep going on your designated speed. You can't slow down. You might cause someone to rear-end you.
Yeah, 13, 12, 16, what is it for you?
Well, I was driving in Gladstone the other day and a car in front of me, it was a P-plater, and they had a sticker on the back of the car that said, honk, it's on sexy. Without the light, and they stayed at the green light until people beeped at them to go.
So you mean like the fishing for compliments has gone off social media and now it's on the back of the car?
Yes.
Oh, that's desperate.
And then they went and they all laughed and I was throwing their hands out the window and
They weren't a part of a hen's party or something, were they?
No, it just looked like a car full of people.
Look, I think, you know, we can add this on to, like, there's certain stickers that should be on your car and certain ones that shouldn't. But, yeah, definitely we agree with you there.
Yeah.
Thanks, Amy.
Thank you.
See you, bye.
Gemma, on 13, 12, 16, what annoys you out and about on the roads of CQ?
When people don't know how to indicate properly, actually going through a roundabout. So you indicate going left, you indicate going right, and people don't think that they have to indicate going straight through. You do!
Yes, you indicate as you're exiting, don't you?
Yeah, going straight, like when you go straight through and you go to exit, that's when you indicate.
Exactly.
You know how I learnt that? I followed a police officer through a roundabout one time and I copied exactly what they did.
Okay, Brownie, here's a quick little tip. Probably don't admit that. You probably should have known that before you got your
license. I didn't know because when I did my license, it wasn't part of the books.
Yes,
didn't
it
have
was.
To do it. I swear.
No.
On my life.
We're the same age.
Back then it wasn't.
How old are you, Gemma?
I'm 20.
Has it always been the case for you?
I've always done it correctly. Well, I did it correctly up until my mum said that you don't have to do it, and then my driver trainer got up my mum's not doing
it. No. But we're not that old, Brownie. We're in the age group where it's always been the case.
Well, I don't know. I remember this a rule like this came in. Correct me if I'm wrong, CQ.
You're wrong.
13, 12, 16, or Facebook, Hot FM CQ. But I swear on my life, this wasn't a definite rule when I got my license.
Thanks for your call, Gemma.
Hi, see ya.
Brownie, quick question.
Hit me.
You get your license in a cereal box?
No. I failed my learner's book 8 times.
Oh, that makes sense.
But look, I swear, after reading it for that long, that was not a definite rule in there. You didn't have to indicate turning off a roundabout going straight ahead. I swear.
If you're a driving teacher, and if you've been a driving teacher for, I don't know, 10 years, give us a call. 13, 12, 16.
Hot FM's Brownie and EJ. Yeah.